Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Darius Helm, the executive editor with Floor Focus magazine. Darius, how you doing?
All right. How you doing, Kim?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. A little background. You've been with Floor Focus for 16 years, and I believe you've been going to Green Build for at least 10 of those, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been to most of them. I think I've missed one in the last decade, yeah.
And it's in Washington this year. Last year, it was in New Orleans. And I believe last year it attracted about 17,000 people. I know it's too early to tell. The show started yesterday. Do you get a sense for comparing it to New Orleans last year?
I think it seems about comparable to New Orleans. They don't have any numbers yet. It's all on one floor, so it has a lot of impact. It seemed like there were a lot of booths, a good amount of activity. I'd say it's going to end up being pretty similar. It's in the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, which has nothing to do with George Washington. It's named after a mayor, I think he was, from the 70s, right in downtown Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's been pretty busy.
You know, part of the energy and excitement about the show this year was the fact that it was going to be up there on the hill, and that meant that it not only was going to attract the normal green and sustainability type audience, but also might bring some politicians in to peer into this sector of the business as well.
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't seen a lot of politicians yet, but I have noticed an additional thing that they're doing here, because urban development is a big part of Washington, D.C. You know, outside of the whole political realm, you have these large neighborhoods that have been under pressure for years. And a lot of talk has been about residential development, including multifamily development, which is sort of a new trend at Greenbuild. They have a whole education section for it, and I think some of that applies to where the show's located. Also, the show is called Monumental Green to reflect how we're surrounded by all of these Washington monuments, even though I haven't figured out how it actually applies to the content of the show.
Mm-hmm. How far is this convention center from the mall?
It's a mile or so from the mall, or maybe less.
Okay, so this is the second year that Informa has been running this show. Informa, obviously, the exhibition company that also owns Surfaces. And, you know, in years past when we've gone, there's been a lot of energy around the fact that there's companies that make products doing exhibiting, but there's also a big focus on education. And sometimes when those education seminars are going on, the show gets a little light in traffic. Did you get a sense of that yesterday?
That's interesting. I mean, obviously, this show is more than anything about education. There's a ton of education, and you're so right. Years past, I've noticed it empty out. I didn't notice that yesterday. Mm-hmm. In fact, it didn't even occur to me. I walked around. It was busy the whole time. Maybe they're streamlining it in a certain way. But, yeah, it seemed like there was good activity. A lot of the focus was on health and wellness, like we saw at NeoCon. There's definitely a movement within sustainability towards wellness in the workplace. And that has continued at this show. I've seen a big focus on that.
And that's part of that with Lead V4 and more transparency. You know, that makes sense. Let's talk about the flooring companies that are there. Last year, in your write-up about Green Build, you commented that there were probably half as many flooring companies down in New Orleans as there had been in years past. And I noticed that Mohawk came back this year. So give us kind of a rundown on who's there.
Mohawk did come back. In addition, we have, of course, the ones who were always there, Interface and Shaw. Stone Peak is here. Forbo, who's always here. Mm-hmm. I also saw some that do various parts of flooring and flooring supplies and accessories like MP Global, Drytac, Schluter. We had cork people like Amarin and WeCork to market. And Nora was there at the BD&C sort of construction dwelling. And that was about it. I think that it's about comparable to last year. Maybe it's even a company or two less than last year.
And I'm sure as you walk around, most of the companies are represented as they come there to attend the conferences. It's just fewer are exhibiting now, right?
Yeah, there are plenty of companies who have a presence and who are, you know, roaming the floors and having meetings and things like that and don't have exhibitor spaces. And all the ones who do have exhibitor spaces, of course, each year those spaces are more stripped down than previous years to sort of reflect the overall intent of sustainability. So sometimes you don't even know you're walking through a booth. You look up and voila, it's Forbo. And so far, though, the most interesting booth for flooring was actually Mohawk's booth, because basically on each face they have these large panels with declare labels. and most of them are red list free. I think all of their carpet products have been declared. It's about 700 products. 490 of them are red list free. The other ones are ones that have PVC in them, and for whatever reason, those are just on the declare list. And next up, they're going to do all their hard surfaces. But it was impressive having those big billboards where it says the chemicals that are in their products.
More that's transparency.
Yeah, that's meaningful. When you see the actual chemicals up there, and that's from the biggest flooring company in the world, I'm hoping that that's the sort of thing that's going to translate to some of the other firms that may be reluctant to take that step with the red list.
Do you get a sense that there are a lot of specifiers, a lot of A&D people there?
A lot of A&D people. I ran into a bunch who were, well, not just doing commercial, but I also saw a lot who were doing residential, some affordable housing, some high-end residential. Saw some folks who were doing it in the New York area, which is going through a big development along those lines. Yeah, a lot of A&D, and most of them are running between the show floor and the education programs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I look forward to getting your report when you get back. I know you're right in the middle of covering this show. Again, been talking to Darius Helm, executive editor with Floor Focus, as he attends the Green Build Show in Washington, D.C., and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.